Last time on Aldi 20, our adventurers find a new party member who also brings his god to the table. They later come to find out that that god has a deal with Tippletoe Cobblob's family. He makes the offer to Tippletoe, "I will save your friends as long as you come with me." Tippletoe obliges, and they leave together. Eventually, the party decides to head over to the opposite side of the hallway to find a door that requires them to be polite. After several shenanigans, they figure out that it is necessary to be polite, and the door swings open. They find themselves in a very dangerous, trapped hallway with a whole bunch of icky ick that they're just bludgeoning through one failed check after another. Eventually, Jean gets to the end and puts his foot down, only for us to find out what happens right now.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gautreau.
Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Rana.
Hi, I'm James Beyer, and I play Raul Tuvok.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All Day 20 podcast. Now, the story begins.
You step on the stone. You feel the pressure of your feet push down.
Oh.
And all of the icky ick gets sucked into dreams.
Oh, thank God.
And the braziers along the walls light up. And you watch as all the things on the walls get sucked in. The cracks. And it now looks like an empty room with shallow divots where the mucky muck was.
Just like I planned.
Is there any other, like, any adventures that would have came through here would have probably saved? Is there bodies, swords, wands?
Oh, yeah, you see all sorts of, like, broken weapons, and you see, you know, ate up pieces of metal. If you want to invest.
But first, I want to take something heavy and, like go down and grab something real quick of any sort of weight, big boulder or something, and try to place it on the stone where John's at just in case it releases up and does something else.
Okay, go ahead and make an investigation check, see if you can find something heavy enough.
It's going to be 18.
Yeah, so you find a big, heavy plate mail helm, and it's got about 20 pounds on it. It's pretty hefty.
Is the head still in it?
Yes, the head is still in it.
It's got some weight, you know?
It's more of a skull than a head, but Yes. And you manage to put it on the stone where Jean is standing. Jean, do you move?
Yeah.
And as soon as you move, nothing happens.
Hey, nothing may have happened, but just in case.
All right, looting!
All right, so go ahead and make an investigation check for me.
Hold on.
Whoever's looting can make an investigation check.
9.
15.
So you find one thing of interest. Go ahead and roll a d12 for me.
It really sucks being unconscious when everyone's leading.
Oh, yeah. I get sidetracked really easy. Shinies, you know?
I have a healer here that could heal me so I could get something, but yeah, seven. I'm just late here.
I forgot you were still unconscious.
Priorities.
Unconscious, you're pretty sassy.
Priorities.
I will go heal her.
Dead body sass.
All right, so what did you roll?
7.
You find 250 gold pieces, a pair of light suede gloves with heavy pads on the palms, a vial of faintly glowing water, and a ribbon with an oath scrawled on it.
With a what?
With an oath scrawled on it.
What was the water?
It's a faintly glowing water.
Faintly glowing water. All right, thank you.
All right, I'm going to heal her. I mean, I made sure you didn't die. Man. You're dead, you're sassy. Okay.
I haunt you.
It's going to be on our Valentine's.
I haunt you.
17 health.
All right, so you immediately wake up and You're back to consciousness.
Oh, thank you, Nugget.
Shot it. You dropped your weapon.
What do you guys do?
I'm going to pick up Sir Willard.
All right, so you're going to go over to pick up Sir Willard. Go ahead and make an investigation check. There's a lot of swords down there. All right, so you pick up a sword that you think is Sir Willard. I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
All right. Nice. 23.
You feel a rage.
Well, actually, plus five more because I'm me. 28? Yeah.
So you feel this rage swell within you. And your eye stalks turn to your party. And you feel this just enraging feel of anger. And then you shrug it off.
Oh,
and you realize that you're holding the wrong sword and you throw it to the ground.
Oh, what is this? Is that Sir Willard?
Looks like a good time, though.
So, sifting through a little bit, you eventually see another sword that looks very similar to Sir Willard.
Okay. I'll pick it up.
You pick it up?
Yeah.
Make a... Ha ha! It's about time, Marza!
Oh, thank goodness, Sir Willard. Thank you, Valanthus.
Marza, did you notice some evil emanating from that sword? Did you... You didn't think that sword was me, did you?
Oh, of course not. I know you.
Make a deception check.
All swords look alike, you know.
I take offense to that.
Sword 18.
You rolled a 19. Marza, we're going to have...
Willard,
we're going to have
please
words.
Believe me.
I'm just appalled.
Oh.
Absolutely appalled. We've been through thick and thin. I've let you expend me.
I
several times at your enemies.
And it just ended up... We slipped. We slipped. That's it.
I know what it's like to slip. And that is ridiculous. I just can't believe you, Marza.
And then he dims out, and you feel the presence of Sir Willard dim a little bit.
I've never felt... before.
Well, if we're done fighting, let's keep going.
So you guys make it to the edge, and you see a door.
I'm gonna check if it's trapped.
All right, go ahead, make an investigation check for me.
He's not gonna figure it out.
7.
Told you.
Seems safe.
I'm really starting to question you, John.
No. He figured it's not trapped. Let him
out. Last time you said it was fine.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
So open the door.
Is there actually a lock on this one?
Are you going to turn the doorknob?
I'm looking before I touch the doorknob.
There's a lock on the door.
All right. Is it trapped?
Well, it's not trapped.
No, it's not trapped. It seems completely safe.
I'm going to step back 5 feet.
I'm going to also step back 5 feet.
Okay. I would like to... pretend to try and open it and like act like it's stuck.
Okay. So you're just gonna jiggle it?
No, I don't want to touch it. Like, just act like I'm trying to open it and pretend like it's stuck.
Okay, so you act like it and pretend it's stuck.
It's a performance role to try and...
Sure.
Who are you trying to perform for?
That's an 8. I'm doing a terrible job.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'll walk up and check the doorknob myself.
Alright, so you're gonna wiggle the doorknob?
No, I mean like inspect it. Look for traps.
Make an investigation check.
It's going to be 19 plus... It's going to be unnat 20.
All right, so you notice some very intricate carvings and runes around the doorknob.
Is it a language I recognize, or just runes? And like just?
They're arcane runes.
Okay. I'm going to have Arcana. Let's see if I can...
Sure.
...figure out how it's magically trapped. 16.
Oh, yes. It is magically trapped.
I'm going to say, the door is fine. I'm going to back up a little bit around the corner.
All right, bunny. Open the door.
I cannot. Maybe you can get it open. It is
no,
stuck for me.
You are being a pussy.
Open the door, bunny. Let's all have a vote.
Can't meta this.
Yeah, what's happening?
you rolled bad. You have to take the licks for it.
All right.
Peer pressure.
You saw no traps.
Yep.
And he confirmed no traps. Yep.
I told you, there's nothing wrong with the door.
I don't know why you were faking how you can open the door, but that...
Oh, yeah. Turnabout's fair play, buddy.
I'll see if it's locked.
Now you think there's nothing really wrong.
You're going to check to see if it's locked?
Yep.
Okay, make a wisdom saving throw.
Is he within 5 feet? Yeah, because or 10 feet. I just stepped 5 feet, so plus five to that.
18.
You don't feel yourself.
Ah. How do I feel?
You feel very angry. Very angry. And you turn around, and you're angry at the friends that lied to you and told you that everything was fine.
Sean, what's that look on your face?
And you take out your rapier. Make another charisma save.
Easy there, buddy.
Sean, what are you doing?
Charisma? 19.
Okay. Amelia is able to whisper to you, Sean, calm down. Calm down.
But they lied to me.
And then the whisper fades. And then your eyes go red. I need you guys to roll for initiative.
God.
I didn't lie. I lied back. The record.
19.
Okay.
17.
18.
Wow. So we have Jean, and then we have Roll.
I'm having deja vu.
And Marza, and then Nugget. All right, John, you're up first. Let's see. I'm going to roll. All right, so you're going to go after Rawl? Yep.
Yeah. All right. Moving towards him. 27.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Square in the chin.
All right. And I don't get sneak attack because not enemies.
No, you don't get sneak attack.
That is just 28.
Unless you want to count me as not being his ally.
No.
That would be me.
For the sake of, yeah, I'm not doing that.
15. And you're not Demon Fey or Fiend, are you?
No.
No? No? All right.
No.
No.
So.
Technically, no.
All right. That's 15.
If you picked 22. Shadow, I would have said yes.
22 damage.
22 damage.
Yep. And that is... 6 of that is poison.
You're also going to bonus action click your boots of haste.
All right. I guess I'm going to make another attack against you then.
I'm going to give him disadvantage.
Who is he attacking?
Wrong.
Okay, I cast Protect.
Okay. So that's disadvantage.
If this misses, I get advantage on my next attack on it.
How are you giving him disadvantage with the...
It's a... I believe it's a racial feat.
Okay.
But let me look it up. Go ahead.
So, yeah. Ah, you're lucky. One of them was a 20.
Oh,
so 13.
13?
13 barely hits.
Oh, no!
At least it's not a crit.
Oh, no.
Oh!
17 more damage, and 8 of that is poison.
That drops me.
Oh no! So you just watch as John, with bloody murder in his eyes, takes 2 stabs with his rapier, and Rawl just drops to the ground. The shadows dissipate from Rawl, and you now see 2 stab wounds in his chest. Open up, but they're not bleeding red blood. They're actually bleeding black blood. It's a very strange look. All right, Rawl, make 1 save, please.
The new guy has lied to me.
17.
All right, so you made 1 save. All right, Marza, you're up.
Okay. Is Lay on Hands a full action?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to cast Whole Person on Jean.
Okay.
A wisdom save?
Yes. 16.
Rolled an 18.
Ah, broke the hold person.
Yep.
Is that it?
As a bonus action, I'm going to take an Ammon greater potion.
Ooh. Oh, all right. Roll a constitution save for me.
Oh, God. 6.
All right, roll a D100 for me.
2D10. So, 80 and a 20.
82. Did you roll two different D10s?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. one should be an 8, and the other is a 20? Which one's the 10 and which one's the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I rolled two with the... Oh.
Again?
Yep. All right, so 80 and a 3.
83.
Okay.
That's Entropic Ward. I get it from being a warlock.
Oh, awesome. For an hour, your tongue becomes a centipede.
Oh, oh. God.
You may speak all languages.
Whoa. Ooh.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
For how long?
For 1 hour.
1 hour.
Interesting.
Oh, that's yeah. weird. All right, so Nugget.
Go ahead, you get to take your hatred out on me.
Whoever said I hate you?
You.
Touche. Actually, I want to cast a heat metal on his sword.
Oh, on the rapier? Yep. Go ahead. That's a DC check constitution, right?
Actually, no.
No DC?
It's just a concentration.
For no. him to drop it.
No, no, no. Any creature in physical contact with the object takes 2d8 fire damage when you cast a spell.
Okay.
And until the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on each of your subsequent turns to cause the damage again. They must make a success constitution save.
Yeah.
Or they drop it.
Yeah.
Okay, so constitution
10.
No, yeah, so you take the damage, but you're gonna drop it afterward.
Alright.
9 damage.
Alright. So Jean, I need you to make another wisdom saving throw for me. Let me see if you'll get advantage. You will not.
14.
You start to shake it off, and you start seeing your friends and realize that you drop Amelia.
Mm.
You reach down to pick it up, and your eyes go black.
Oh, jeez. All right.
But that's your full action to pick up your weapon. Still heated, correct?
It's a concentration, so, yeah. So I can bonus action to keep doing it.
All right, perfect. So, Rawl, you're up.
No, I'm still down.
Well, yeah, roll your save.
12.
All right. That's 2 saves, almost stable. All right, Marze, you're up.
Okay, I am going to go over to Rawl and cast Kaber Waboons and heal him with Cure Wounds.
All right. So you feel the holy light of Lanthus fill you once again, a calming peace through the void.
I don't like it.
9 points. Hit
and
points.
You heal for 9 hit points.
Don't want to seem like an asshole, though, so thank you.
All right, Nugget, your turn.
Bonus action.
Mm-hmm. What is the DC?
16, right?
16.
16.
All right,
you save.
Then you take 10 points of damage.
All right.
Weapon's hot.
Yep.
And then I'm going to throw my hammer at you. And that would be a 24.
That hits?
Oh, yeah.
One away from a crit.
So that would be
15 damage.
Uncanny dodge. I'm gonna have to, right?
Yep. Yeah, definitely so uncanny dodge. So seven.
Now, is any of this knocking some sense into him?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, John, it is your turn again to make a save. Wisdom. Let me see if you get advantage. Man, Amelia cannot help you.
21.
All right. And you shake out of the weird feeling. And you look down and your rapier's burning the hell out of your hand. You're all beat up now.
Yep.
Come to, you didn't even realize. You're just blacked out, and now you're snapping too, and you're all beat up. And
what the hell happened?
We don't know. What
you killed him?
We're gonna ask you the same question.
Died a few times before. It's not a big deal.
Is the door open?
No. Oh no.
Can I read?
Yeah.
The language with my tongue.
You can.
She licks the door.
Is it read any language or speak any language?
Let me see. Well, it's speak any language.
Oh.
But yeah, if you want to lick the door and see if you can.
Yeah, I'm going to do that and see if I can trace the thing. And so I walk up to the door and I slowly lick from the bottom all the way to the top.
So this weird long centipede tongue licks the door. I need you to make a wisdom saving.
See if the centipede was blind and he could read.
Oh, that's not good. Nine. Or a plus five because I'm me.
Yeah, it's a 14.
Yeah.
You.
Now I have to knock you unconscious.
You feel very attracted to everybody in the room.
Wasn't she already?
Yeah, that's not too much of a change.
It's not a...
You feel like it's time to breed.
Oh. My biological clock is tick, tick, ticking.
The Ponfar.
All right, let me see. You look at Nugget with longing eyes.
Well, hello, little one.
Shut it.
Shorting eyes,
and
maybe.
And you flick your centipede tongue in his direction.
Come hither, you.
I said the next person to piss me off dies.
Are you going to try and you're going to try and grapple him. Go ahead, make an athletics check for me.
Is it a contested or?
Yeah, you can contest if you don't want to be grappled.
Fuck yeah.
I would like
19.
Oh, wow.
Ah, 14.
You pounce on Nugget. Now you have this creepy centipede tug in your face.
Ooh, salty.
And saliva and legs licking down the side of your cheek.
Not sure what's going on
the
here.
The beard doesn't bother me quite as much as I thought it would.
I'm scaroused.
Oh, Nugget.
She's usually not this forward with everybody.
And she's now reaching for, yes, different parts of the...
Am I ever going to get a chance to...
Yeah, you can. You can...
That was six seconds, bro.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I would be able to do something at some point.
Of course.
I would like to drink a Greater Ammon Potion. She's way too preoccupied right now. And Nugget refuses to heal me sometimes.
I'm going to cast... Hold on. Do I have...
While this is all happening, though, was I able to read with my tongue?
Because
we'll get to that.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
That was a very stupid idea.
Man, I had tears in my eyes. It was so hard. All right, so go ahead and roll a Constitution save for me.
It's true what they say about under these kilts.
It's gruesome.
Dirty 20.
Oh, yeah. So you save. No effect. Just the weird separation of skin, and then it goes back to its normal.
So normal six. Form. 64 this time?
It's a what?
A greater.
Greater? I think it's 64.
Oh, I did 44 for a greater.
I'm about to look right now just to see. It's 44 plus 4 for a greater.
All right.
All right, so we're going to keep the same order, and there's Jean's turn. Raul, it's your turn. And we're just going to go in the same order of events. Actually, hold on. Before Jean, before you drink your potion, Nugget has a chance to do his action. All
right.
Because he's next in the order. So, Nugget, what are you doing? You have a very creepily attracted paladin.
Yeah.
Perspective.
I'm noticing this. I'm just checking to see how many spell slots I have left.
She's punching your leg.
I'm going to cast heat metal on her plate mail.
Oh, gosh.
Ouch.
At level 3.
Oh, my.
She's just going to take her clothes off.
This is not... So that is 3d8.
Okay.
18 damage.
18 damage, and she can't take it off. It's attached to her.
Well, it's a DC 16. She has to try to get it off.
Even if she succeeds on the DC 16?
Well, it will take time.
Yeah, it's going to take several actions for her to try and take it off.
So good luck with that.
All right.
Oh, this is so hot. Ah, oh, what the fuck? What? Oh,
it's getting hot in here.
I'm confused.
I think it's just you.
All right, John.
Yep, I took my potion.
Well, no, drink your potion. Did you pass the...
Go ahead and make the check. But
it's a con.
16.
Oh, you make it.
So you save. All right. So Jean did his potion. Raul, you're up.
I kind of look over there at them too. They're fine. I'm gonna drink an Iron potion myself. It's a supreme.
All right, a supreme. All right, go ahead and make a Constitution save for me.
Literally on the side. 8.
Roll 2d100s.
2d100s?
No, 1d100.
2 dice.
2d10.
It's going to be 96 there, Bible. Do I still get the healing?
You still get the healing. And it's a surprise.
Oh. All right.
Okay, healed 17.
All right. Marsa, you've got this hot plate mail, and you're on top of Nugget.
Well, I guess I'm going to...
Before you... I need you to make another wisdom save for me. Actually, let's see if Willard can help you. Yep, roll with advantage.
Right.
Nat 20.
All right, you snap out of it.
But what? Nugget? Oh my gosh.
And you're hot.
Get off me now!
Okay, I'm sorry.
That Nugget guy was trying to take advantage of you. I saw the whole thing.
I knew I wouldn't act like that normally.
No, you were an angel.
You act like that normally!
All right, so I obviously get off of Nugget, and so even though I saved the Constitution, I saved on the Constitution throw. The metal's still hot.
He decides on his next turn if he continues to keep it hot or not.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm. Is it so? It's burning me.
It did burn you.
But it's not right now.
I guess it burns on your turn.
But basically, it burns, and whether or not you feel the need to drop it. You made the save, so you don't...
Don't feel the need to drop it.
Right. I mean, it is armor, but it's... Think of it like as a held item in that case, so that you're not... It's burning you, but it's not so much...
That you need to rip it off your skin.
Okay.
It's not a cast iron skillet. It's more of a hot pan.
Okay. Yeah. So can I speak the words that I licked?
All right, so the words that you licked said, charm me.
Okay, so I... All right, everybody, the door says charm me. So...
That is all you.
Okay, just command the door open.
Command, I think, works only on...
If they're immune to charm and they're immune to your command, that means it's a charm. I don't know if what its jurisdiction is, but if if someone could get out of it by being immune to charm, then it should work in this situation.
It's to a creature. Would the door be considered a creature?
It is not a creature.
I go up to the door.
Okay.
Hey, good looking. How you doing?
The door swings open.
Yes.
Good thing you didn't do that to Mazda.
And you guys can unveil a little bit more of the map.
How much?
Yeah, that's good. So you guys see this giant cavern open up in front of you. And all of the crystals that you guys saw in the first cave when you met the drow mage.
The one that exploded?
Yes. They are literally littering the entire walls and the cavern above and to the sides. And it's giving this very soft glow. And it's a very interesting hum that you hear. It's almost a melodic hum. What do you guys do?
Is these those crystals? Not that you.
Bunny, close the door.
But we just opened it.
We are not moving a step forward until we're all healed up.
I'm not going to touch the door.
You're not going to touch the door?
Nope. It is staying open.
Hey, sugar britches. I like the way your hinges rotate. Could you please close for us?
Shuts the door.
Sugar britches.
You actually see the door blush a little bit. It's a pretty cherry wood color now.
Nice.
Okay, we are camping here.
I could use a rest.
So you guys are going to camp?
Any objections?
No.
Long rest or short rest? Long rest?
I need spells.
All right.
I'm also expended. Like so willed.
I'm feeling a little embarrassed and everything. So yeah, I definitely want to hole up.
Okay. All right. So you guys are going to set up camp there. And go ahead and are you guys just going to all sleep at the same time? Or are you guys going to set up your marching or your
watch? I will take first watch.
Okay.
Second.
I'll take third.
Okay. I'll sleep the whole time.
Okay. Someone kill him.
Oh, before we go to bed, I have something for you. I heard you were annoying, Mr. Dwarf.
Shut it!
I kind of like you. Rudeness, smug, unhappy little man. So I brought you something I heard you like. This is a very rare exotic wine. I hand it over to the...
Odds or evens?
Odds.
No! I got my own.
Fair enough. You change your mind. I'll hold it for you for a while. Turn down alcohol. It's cool.
This is a first time ever.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Well, I have my never-ending flask, so
you
I mean,
do?
I'm pretty well set.
It's kind of a special...
Shut it! Liquid. Go to sleep!
I'd like to be able to talk some.
All right, so first watch, go ahead and give me an investigation check. Or no, perception check. Apologize.
17.
You hear some strange rumbling and skittering from the opposite side of the charm door. And you also hear some banging now on the other side of the polite doors.
Okay. That's it?
That's the end of your watch.
All right. So during my watch, the thing I was going to do is I'm going to spend... Oh, come... I was just on the screen. My Forge Cleric-ness to... forget what it's called. To turn the plate mail that I stole into what I can wear.
Okay.
And it... if I read it, Blessing of the Forge. Wait, no, that's different. Artisan's Blessing. You can channel divinity to conduct an hour-long ritual that crafts a non-magical item that must include some metal.
Is there any check? Or is it automatic? You just burn your channel divinity.
I'm just burning it.
All right, so you burn your channel divinity, and you now have plate mail that you can wear.
Do you put it on?
Yeah.
I'd like you.
But it's non-magical. If it was magical gear, it wouldn't let me change it. So don't even try.
The gear itself is not magical, but the straps are.
Yeah, the whole thing is being changed. If any
I'm
part,
just fucking with you.
I know you are, you ass. Anything with spiders, I know you're fucking with me.
No, it's fine. So you now have plate mail.
Thank you.
Fits you perfectly. Covers your beer belly. Congratulations.
Wow.
And that's the end of your watch.
Thank you.
So who's second?
I am. And again, I magically wake up.
Nope. Waiting for Nugget to wake you up.
You, Larsa, get up.
Ow, you don't have to kick me.
How you like that? Get up.
I get up.
All right, so you wake up and you start stretching out a little bit, and you notice that your tongue is back to normal. It's no longer a creepy centipede.
Oh, that was getting kind of fun.
And go ahead and make a perception check for me.
21.
So you start to notice that there are odd-looking liquid things, very small liquid things, starting to crawl underneath the door, the charm door.
What is that?
Squirming.
Ew.
And slowly pulling into a little bit of green, oozy mess. What do you do?
I telepathically speak to Sir Willard. Sir Willard, do you know what this is?
Maza? No, I have no idea what that is. But I can assure you it doesn't look good.
Oh, thanks for nothing. All right, I pull Sir Willard out.
All right, so as soon as you pull Sir Willard out and the light shines in that little spot, it immediately proceeds underneath the door.
Okay. Thanks for at least doing that.
Don't make me dim.
Oh, okay.
They're getting snippy towards each other.
And your watch passes without any more issue.
All right, Sean, your turn.
I suppose. Thank you. Did you see anything happen?
Yes, there is something that can crawl underneath the door, kind of a oozy substance. The only way I could stop it was with light.
I got nothing like that. Well, thank you.
Can I give him, like, a... Can we light a torch?
Yeah, you guys can light a torch.
You know, light a torch from the Explorer's Pack?
It's going to make it harder for the other guys to sleep, but yeah, you can do that.
All right, so I go ahead and do that.
All right.
And I hand my torch to John.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
All right, so you go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll sit next to the door.
With the torch?
Yep, just right in front of the door, so...
So, go ahead and make a perception check.
22.
You hear it.
Right outside the door?
Right outside the charm door.
Is that a cat purring?
It's a very loud... footprint sound.
Oh,
sounds like one of those dragons in the old Dungeons and Dragons game from Intellivision.
Nice drop.
Yeah, you just aged yourself. Sorry.
I did, but hey.
So, did it just pass by or did it like come towards the door?
It passed by the door.
Okay. Right.
And you notice at the bottom, there's like that light that emanates from those crystals. You notice like this like wavy stuff at the bottom start to get kind of close to the door and then recedes back as soon as it like senses
the light fire.
The light all from right. The other side.
All right. And Rawl is still sleeping, right?
Like he's Rawl is passed out. He's right. Wrapped in a cocoon of black inky smoke.
Slit his throat. Sorry. I'm asleep.
Nugget is sleep talking again.
want to kill all humans?
All right. Also take a little time to write and carve, if possible, in Thieves' Cant along the wall.
Okay.
Be charming.
Okay. All right, so you take some time to do that. Which hand do you use, your dominant hand or your other hand?
I'll put the fire down, so I'm using my dominant hand.
Your dominant hand? As you're writing down with your dominant hand, you notice that your wrist is tightened.
Fuck.
And you look down and you see that from your forearm to your wrist. We'll find out next week.
Come on, seriously.
Hello, this is Zachary Litz from Aldi20. You are listening to episode 41, Love Charm number 9. I'd like to give special thanks to Eric, the DM at the tabletopgameshop.com for these amazing dice. You can get your own set with a 20% off coupon using code ALDI20 in all capitals. Actually, can numbers be capitalized? Anyways, also they are doing a metal mystery dice promotion for $22.95, where you can get one of 140 styles that are randomly selected. Try and catch them all. Thank you so much for listening, and game on.